This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Wondered if your TikTok obsession could actually help pay your bills? Well, for many people it does. One person who's helping people start their content journey is Taylor Murray. She's the founder of 14 Social Lane. She joins me now to talk all things content creation, turning passion into careers, and the Creator Society event. Taylor, thank you for joining me on iRadio's group chat. It's great to meet you face to face, semi, I suppose, over the airwaves. For anyone who hasn't heard of it yet, can you tell me exactly what is 14 Social Lane?
Of course. So a lot of people get confused lately, but we are a social media marketing agency. So we launched 2 years ago after I was a freelance social media manager. But after launching the agency, I'm also myself a content creator. So I noticed that there was a gap in the market for a community for creators. So then I launched the 14 Social Lane Society, which is where you see the events and the community side of the business.
And what led you to content creation yourself in your own life? What was it? Was that kind of always a dream job for you?
I wouldn't say it was a dream job, but let's just say I always knew I wanted to do something or be successful in some way, shape or form. So I actually was studying music. I was studying vocals because I wanted to be a famous singer, and that didn't happen. So then I started getting into makeup artistry. And at the time, COVID hit and I felt like there was a lot of community online. So I grew my following successfully through makeup online to around 8,000 or 9,000 followers. And then after COVID, I kind of fell out of love with it, but I knew I loved social media and I was wondering, is there a way that I can make social media my job but not through makeup? And that's when I discovered content creation and for brands and social media management, freelance social media management.
And what made you decide to help other people do the same thing that you did?
Yeah, so basically I find that in Ireland there is still a lot of taboo around it and a lot of judgment, especially if you're from a small town or like just small town mentality. So I would have been the only person around this area kind of creating online, and I felt like it could feel quite lonely. And you kind of have these online friends, you could call it, where you'd be commenting on each other's posts all the time. And then I was thinking to myself, well, you know, community was becoming really focused last year with brands and brand events and community events. I said there's absolutely nothing, honestly, I'm saying Ireland's first content creator social club, but I think it's genuinely Europe's first. Like, I have never seen anything like this before. So that's why I launched the community then. And yeah, I didn't think it was going to go as far as it did. I genuinely was thinking maybe we meet up for coffee, have chats about what's going on in like the content world and get some pics, but it really snowballed into something so much bigger than that.
Talk me through the monetization of the content creation world. How realistic is it for people to start being able to make an income from being a content creator? Because I know that's a lot of people's goals, because obviously, you know, they want to make this their career. How realistic is it to kind of go from A to B there?
Well, I'll just give you a figure that I seen the other day. So the content creation / influencer industry globally is worth around $450 billion in 2026. That's what it's due to be worth. So when I tell you I've worked on both sides, but as a content creator and as a social media on behalf of brands, I know the money that they put into their budget for influencing and UGC creation. So there definitely is money there. But when it comes to being a creator, I would say there's not just one way to do it. So a lot of people would think, yeah, I need to get followers and get brand deals or else do UGC content. But like, we had an event the other day and the whole thing of that was making money different ways online. So we had a creator, Laura, speaking online about how she makes money, how she built her personal brand, and she made money by getting a publishing deal, like a book deal. Or else we had other people that make money online as they were a content creator and then they turn into a presenter, you know. So there's not just one avenue to go down, but it definitely is. It's obviously hard in the beginning, but it's 100% doable to make money online. Like, I am out on my own now over 2 years, and yeah, it's huge. Just so much money in the industry.
Touching on that Creator Society event, it hosts a lot of well-known influencers, including people familiar to our audience and our station. You've mentioned Laura Pakenham there. Of course, she has worked for iRadio as well. Miriam Mullins and Rhys Creed as well, familiar guests. What was the idea behind hosting that particular event for people?
So as I said, when I first started the community and the events, I honestly had in my head meet up at a cafe, get photos of each other and just network. And then when I posted it online, it got so much traction that there's like so many people in the WhatsApp community now and so many people waiting to sign up or to get in. And yeah, so at the beginning I was finding that the events were like, we'd meet up and we'd get content of each other and we'd get, you know, gifting for brands and we'd send that content over to the brands then, so it was like valuable on both sides. But I kind of wanted to get more into education this year, or last year, 2025 I should say. I just felt that, like, I'm not that it was vanity, but I felt like some of the events I was like, no, I feel like we can do so much more with this community and it could be more educational focused rather than just like getting TikToks of each other. So I had an idea for a panel event. Now, this was obviously one of the biggest events we've ever held, and I'm not a huge team. Like, it was honestly myself and my business partner that pulled this together, along with Essence, our sponsor, who were absolutely amazing. But the idea for it was literally just to get creators in a room and hear from the people that have made it online and have made it from all different aspects of content creation online. Like I was saying, Laura, she got the publishing deal, she's a presenter. Reese is a presenter, pop culture creator. We have Miriam Mullins, obviously everybody knows her, she's absolutely huge. But then we have the smaller creators who are just making money off UGC creation. Maybe they're social media managers for a big brand. And I just wanted to educate people on, basically, there's not just one way to make money online, but also just ask the questions that people don't talk about online because people show the highlight reel. And I wanted it just to be an honest, open conversation. And I think that's definitely what we got.
What is your number one piece of advice for someone who might have been at the event or might be listening this evening that might want to start content creation as a gig for themselves?
I would say consistency is key. Why do people go to college for 4 years to then have to get an internship and then get their dream job? It takes around 4 or 5 years, say, for someone to get their dream job in the corporate world. Why, after posting for 2 weeks, do you give up after not seeing views? Like, this takes consistency. Like, I am consistently posting since 2019, and that has taken so long. So it took me 2019 until around 2023 until I started my business, you know. So consistency is key, but as well as that, it doesn't mean posting bad content every single day, because if you're not seeing the results go up, then something needs to change. So at the same time, quality is much better than quantity. I don't know if that's counteracting each other, what I've just said, but basically posting high quality content as much as you can.
That is a good piece of advice. I know it's probably easier said than done, but it definitely does hit the nail on the head with how important it is for creating content. How do you see the world of content creation changing here in the next couple of years, particularly for young creators?
Yeah, I find that in, you know, the last few years, it was all about being really aesthetic and the clean girl aesthetic, and people are turned off content because they don't have the houses that they see online from US creators and stuff. I feel like people are kind of bored of that now, and they want to move on to more authentic content, especially when it comes to ads. Like, I know from the brand side, I actually create content on behalf of brands also, like for their account. So when we're doing an ad or we want to promote something, not having it like so fake looking, you know, making it more authentic is really important. So I feel like the big change is going to be people being more authentic and like a big sister online and kind of FaceTime type content where you're talking to your audience like your bestie, rather than coming on clean and polished, and people just don't really align with that anymore, especially if you're looking for more like comfort creators.
Yeah, it's not necessarily realistic when you see things like that. And if you're lying in bed like a slob with the blankets over you and the room a tip, like, it does make you feel a bit alienated. So I can see where you're getting that. If you were to recommend 3 UGC creators for people to follow for some inspiration, who would they be?
Okay, so let's go big to smaller. One of the top UGC creators that I follow, she's based in the UK. She's called Isla, the Content Girl, I believe, ISLA. And she posts online about her journey so much. Like, she is making so much money just from UGC alone. But then if you want to come back to our Irish creators, Sarah O'Toole is absolutely killing it. Like, oh my God, she's getting brand deals left, right and centre. She's going out to events and like going into restaurants, and she's just doing really good job, so Sarah O'Toole, and then I would say Cara Benson as well. Cara Benson actually used to work for 14 Social Lane, and she is killing it in the UGC game, so she gets really high paid collabs as well in Ireland. So I'd say they are the top three definitely that I follow.
Sarah O'Toole, definitely, I'm a big fan of her as well. She's such a wonderful person. If people want to follow along with 14 Social Lane and maybe keep an eye on any upcoming events and things like that, where can they find 14 Social Lane, but also you on social media?
So yeah, we're on Instagram and TikTok. So my personal Instagram is TaylorMurray_, and it's TaylorMadeSocial on TikTok, or I'm afraid to change that to the same name because apparently TikTok doesn't like that. So it's TaylorMadeSocial on TikTok, and then for 14 Social Lane, it's at 14 Social Lane on Instagram and on TikTok. And if you're hearing about this now and you want to join the WhatsApp community, just give us a DM and we can add you in.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat to talk through all of that and 14 Social Lane. I'm wishing you all the best with the events for the rest of the year too.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, honestly. This was so nice. So thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.